The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Speaking of Oscars, Screen Time presenter John Farley is with me. Before we start about Jerry Springer,
yes.
You've got Angelina Jolie
on
Screen Time.
She's a new movie out this week called Maria, where she plays Maria Callas in her final years. And I'm talking to her about it and how she's a method actress. So, yeah, interesting stuff. So do tune in this week, as you always do, Pat.
As I always do. Now, let's talk about Jerry Springer fights camera action.
Yeah, so this is a fascinating documentary. Mercifully short. It's two parts, which I believe you may have watched in one sitting.
Last
you know?
Night, yeah.
Yeah. So we all remember Jerry Springer. It reached its heyday, I suppose, in the 90s. And it, for people, younger listeners who don't know, this was the pinnacle of trash TV. This was where people would come on, supposedly in love triangle. So a man would come out and say, I'm in love with this woman. And Jerry Springer would say, but you've something else to tell us. You're currently married. They would bring out both the women and then there would be a massive fight. It got a lot worse. The nadir of it is people always cite when a man came out and said he was in love with a horse.
A Shetland pony, actually. Yeah.
Sorry, yes. That's not.
And he's seen kind of French kissing the Shetland pony in this.
Yeah, anyway. I'm glad you said that. Yes, it's that was the lowest ebb, they say. Yet, this was a show that took over Oprah at one stage. It was massive in the 90s. We used to get it here. It was a college TV fix. I remember being in a house in Ranelagh between lectures and someone showing it to me. And I was going, my God, the end is nigh.
Now, it had been kind of boring. He was a straight newscaster and daytime talk show host, reunions of families who've been separated, nice kind of harmless TV. And then this guy called Richard Dominic becomes the exec producer.
The Prince of Darkness of daytime TV is how you might refer to him. As you say, Springer had been the mayor of Cincinnati at one point, was a bog standard, not bad, but a TV host. And then this guy, Richard Dominic, saw what he was putting out and said, no, no, this won't work. Let me give you a flavor of what he did to the Jerry Springer show.
I thought this show was terrible. It was just boring. He had a terrible host, a terrible show. The audience is 90. So when I took over the show and became executive producer, the vision that I had that I wanted everybody to fall into was, let's take a talk show and let's turn it upside down. Let's make it wild. Let's make it sexy. When I was working for the tabloids, my job was crazy headlines. And what I noticed is that once that became the front page, the sales were going up. I mean, nobody was Bigfoot's love slave, but people bought it.
People bought it indeed. So he brings this sensibility to the Jerry Springer Show. Now, Jerry, mild-mannered man. I met him, I interviewed him.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and a gentleman to his fingertips.
Yeah, it's very strange. And despite the fact that, as this documentary shows, he was caught in a kind of love triangle of his own with two guests, it didn't seem to knock a feather out of him. And he continued to do it well. Mild-mannered, but seemed to have an ability to rile people up in a very gentle kind of way. And then a very clever thing Dominic did, and it seems like a small thing, and maybe you'll appreciate this as a well-known host in your day on TV, everyone would go, Jerry, Jerry. And you got, wow, this guy must be huge for some reason. It was very clever. No one knew who he was at the start. Mm-hmm. And yet that would create this almost, you know, like gladiatorial vibe in the place where these poor lost souls would debate about, you know, racism. But then it turned more into very apolitical stuff, mostly about love triangles. You know?
Now, the guests came from the Springer Triangle. This is extraordinary.
Absolutely. In the three states around Illinois there in Chicago. And look, this is the way, euphemistic way to put it, but they were largely rednecks, right? And they would basically tempt them on with limos and gifts to hotels. And then if they didn't play ball, and the documentary shows this, refuse their return flight home.
And these people were broke. And they didn't get a fee, it appears.
No, exactly. It was awful stuff. And if you don't believe me, here's one of the senior producers who developed a coke habit. And I don't mean the fizzy stuff because of what you have to do, but this is explaining how they operated with guests.
I would throw the door open to the dressing room and like pick up a chair and throw it across the green room, you know, and start screaming like,
do you care about your sister's feelings?
No, I don't.
You're goddamn right you don't. got to wake him up.
You want me to brush your nasty teeth? You want me to wipe your ass? You stink. Okay, go.
You're a terrible, awful human being. You're a genetic disaster.
You had to reach into their brain and tap on the thing that would make them laugh, cry, scream, or fight.
Get out there and fight for her!
Because you're a meth head pizza.
You rev them up to, you know, tornado level, and then you send them out on stage.
And it's not like any researcher or producer might go to a guest and say, now, what are you going to talk about? And make sure you're clear in what you say. This was not. This was getting their emotions boiling.
Oh, yeah. And you see them. They're like, so say there's a guy whose wife is cheating on him. The producer and the researcher would say, look, she's going to say this. What are you going to say? And there's literally scenes of going, that's not angry enough. And we need you to stand up when you were saying this. And they were actively encouraged to physically hit each other. You know, I said the nadir of it was the Shetland pony, but someone died. There had been a love triangle on, and the guy after it was aired killed.
Which was sometime
Nancy
later.
Campbell.
It had been recorded.
Yeah, 2 months before. And he saw it on TV in a bar. And this poor lady, Nancy Campbell Patinez, was murdered as a result of the show. And what's really strange and grim is there doesn't seem to be any sense of we screwed up. Like, the producers who were interviewed in this end by saying we made TV, there was a few casualties along the way, but, you know, you're getting a documentary.
And Springer's own line was, I mean, this is television.
Yeah, I know. It would never happen now because of the proclivity, and rightly so, we have for discussing mental health. So many of these guests were clearly in trouble, and the last thing they needed was to be on national TV with an animal, you know?
John, it's extraordinary. I mean, I suppose the ultimate irony is your man, the producer, who at the end of the show says, you know, you guys are making a documentary and people are watching it for exactly the same reasons they watched Jerry Springer.
And maybe he has a certain point, so maybe we shouldn't be watching this. But of course, it's Box, so I'm recommending that you do watch it. Grim, but very entertaining.
Okay, that and Angela Jolie on Screen Time this
Indeed.
Week.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.